Hey, Tammy. Alyssa.
Hey.
How's it going?
I say it enough times, will it be so?
I'm glad that you guys were able to come. I know the scheduling was a little off the last couple of months, and part of it was
I'm
my
glad you
delay in
posted
getting
because
things over. Oh, I can't hear you, Alyssa.
I said I'm glad you posted because I was like, what?
Oh, I don't hear you.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, my bad. My volume is turned down. Say that again.
I said I'm glad you posted because I was like, oh, look at that.
Then it worked. Yay. Good.
Yeah.
Good, good. And it is Mondays for June and July. So that's back to what our original time was. So hopefully that'll work. Hey, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Yeah, and then I think July is the last one because that's when CMC wraps up. Okay.
Yeah. Is she going to do some kind of circle again, or do you know?
I think she's still working on that, what it will look like. So I don't know yet. Yeah, I think hopefully something, it's part of what
Yeah.
she does. And yeah. It's always exciting to see what Joanna develops. Yeah, what new things. So
I just find it to be very helpful to be in circle, in a greater circle with people. It's
yeah.
very valuable. Even just checking in, it's good,
Well,
especially.
especially as entrepreneurs, like it can just be so lonely and overwhelming, and just like realizing that you're not alone is huge.
Yeah, there's just so much going on in this household, and it's good focus.
Yeah.
Come back.
And good, hey Anne, good to like dedicate time to your business, right? Like it just like it's an investment and an
Right.
energetic engagement with like you and your business that can
Right.
easily get pulled out when you don't have a group.
Right. It'd be too easy to say, forget it. Anyway, for me.
Me too. Good. All right. Anne will
We're
come
not friends with Anne yet. She didn't bring us in the bathroom.
Oh God, so many Zoom snafus, right, over this last year.
Yeah.
Not good, but funny. All right, and I know there might be some other folks that Thursdays just don't work for in general, so we'll get started soon. Any thing that you guys want to share about just how like planning has gone in the last couple of months?
Well, I just moved like my whole family to another state, so I haven't been able to organize anything. And I've been working really hard with Joanna to like just finally be ready to, like it's amazing how you have to give yourself. For me, I have to really give myself the space to be a mess in order to like then come back and be organized.
Yeah.
So I'm finally kind of able to come up for air and think about things that I need to do and organize.
Good. Good timing then for this because it'll help just give you a structure. Where did you move
Moved to North Carolina.
Wow. Like Charlotte area or somewhere else?
Asheville.
Oh, beautiful. In the mountains. That's so
Yeah.
nice.
I do, although I have to say I have printed out your little things. I don't know if Joanna created them or you did, and I've been using those. Those help me for sure.
Oh, good. I think Joanna made them, just in terms of like the blueprinting
Yeah.
techniques. Awesome. Good.
Where are those?
Did she put them in the CMC Facebook group?
I mean, I remember getting them from one of the get it done days with you. I don't know, like, if you had, maybe you had posted it in the chat.
Oh, maybe I did. Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I saw it in the, in our.
Okay.
Account. What is it I can, you're talking about? Cause I might have it.
The templates for like creating your blueprint.
Oh yeah. I had made some of those from your questions and then I posted it in CMC. I can absolutely send you that, or I think I can put the files in the chat. I'll locate them and throw them up there if that's
awesome. Helpful. Good. And then there's like from Joanna's Your Sacred Business, there's that too, which I might have put up too, which if you have those, Anne, or I definitely can find them.
Those I probably don't have because I modified it to suit me.
Yeah.
I think I can get I made a document that I could fill in, you know, kind of digitally. And then I also made one that I could print and take with me, like for when, you know, coffee shops are a thing again that I would want to be in.
Well, I love that. Even just the idea that like you can take this process and make it your own, because there isn't like, it's not a cookie cutter, like that it has to be exactly the same way every time, and it's going to evolve and it's going to like each one of us might have a slightly different spin on it. So that works. All right. Well, so we'll just like usual, we'll spend the first third of our time together just working on the actual blueprint, like deciding what your goals are going to be, and then figuring out the actions around those goals, and then figuring out the where to schedule them into your calendar. And then you'll get to pick one of those actions to do a work chunk. So, let's see.
What are you planning out for? The next month is June. For those who have lost track.
Thank you. Yeah. June, my birthday month. Very excited.
Yay. Happy birthday.
Thanks. And yeah, so we'll, tell me if you guys are ready to dive in. Good. And you're still searching for files. We'll give you a moment.
You have your file searching face on, Anne. Lesson 3 blueprinting, yes, is what it's called. So it must be in lesson 3 of whatever. I could probably airdrop it to my phone because I'm on my phone. And then try and post. I will try and do that.
Sure, and I can grab it too, because I know where it is. Although something happened with Joanna's server.
Yeah, so.
And some of the worksheets should be fine. The recordings were not fine from the membership site.
Bird is.
I just realized it was muted.
There's somebody sitting out in the tree.
I just realized I can't but just drop a file in, so I'll just make a shared Google Drive folder and then I'll throw it all in there, and so that'll be up in like, I don't know, 2 minutes, so shouldn't be.
And I can
new folder.
Oh, this might not work. Oh, that's a. This might not work, actually. Yeah, that link I just put in doesn't work, so please ignore that. That's a self working link. All right, well, thank you, Anne, for doing that. And we don't have to, I don't want to take more of our time.
Yeah, at your leisure.
Yeah.
Just a curiosity.
Yeah. Well, who knows what their goals are going to be for June? one to three goals, right? Like, you know, one is plenty, three at the most, and it's what you really, really want to get done for the next month. Yeah, it's not about who can do the most, but like what's reasonable for you. Could be as simple as get a client or three put together a preview presentation. Thank you, Anne. Create more space, outreach, all the usual things. So start by just writing that down. 1 to 3 goals.
Are we sharing out loud?
So you can write them in the chat. I mean, we have a small enough group where you could share them out loud. So yeah, up to you. And then we'll do some of the journaling once you guys share your goals, either in the chat or verbally.
I always like get confused, like the top one, and then it breaks down into the sub ones.
What are you thinking specifically?
Like my social media stream, I'm calling it. Mm-hmm. You know, writing articles that goes under there. Mm-hmm. The what the flow is with the newsletter and the posts and everything that comes from it, that goes under there. So, but that's all in one goal of getting that stream worked out in system.
So the goal is to just increase your social media presence, not just, but the goal is to increase your social media.
Yeah, get that stream established.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. Then it breaks down into the little pieces. So
yeah. So you don't have to worry about the little pieces yet.
Okay.
Just a larger goal.
I think that's the big one.
Is newsletter tech and just about choosing which, like?
Yeah, like I set myself up where I signed up for ConvertKit because I, you know, asked a lot of folks, what do you like? And they're like, oh, ConvertKit's awesome. It's the way to go. And it makes me feel like an idiot, because I can't figure out how to use it and I can't find the information on how to use it, which for as much as people have said this is really easy, doesn't seem consistent. So I have the decision point of, my understanding is they do like a seminar once a week on how to, like, on the ConvertKit website on how to do ConvertKit, that's like a live instruction. So, you know, try to get on that. Or I'm setting up a call with somebody that I know from Rise who does tech solutions. Just be like, how much would it cost to hire mm-hmm. you to set up my ConvertKit so that I don't have to think about it anymore?
Right.
So
get that piece off the table, just like yeah. have it set. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like either know who I'm hiring for how much mm-hmm. or know what I'm doing and when I need to do it. So, mm-hmm. And that goes along with the expanding the website, is like finishing the copy for the other pages. I finally got a one page kind of splashdown. Now I need to get it to where context stuff plugs into CRM and
right.
which with ConvertKit to get the free gift out and like
right.
all the, get all the, in it's like all that background integration mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the third goal that I don't think I put up yet is just kind of get back on top of outreach and networking.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Because I kind of let that slide, getting ready for the other stuff. So.
Right. So just getting back to consistent outreach. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, those are my three.
Great. Tammy, do you have anything?
Yeah. I was trying to write it, but I'm on my phone.
But you can, either one.
Possible. Well, my biggest goal today, I need to nail down a family support text
package that I need to have down before I go back to New York to see my clients in 2 weeks. And that's been on my list. And then in general, I have a bunch of continuing education classes that are like recorded that I need to like really get through. So I'm trying to make myself like an hour a day, at least beyond that. And then because we moved, I don't really have an office, and I want to have a plan of how I'm setting up like that, so I can really focus on my administration stuff for my work. I feel like that's like really crucial. Yeah, just making more of a schedule. Like I started to do that with Joanna last week. Mm-hmm. Cause I feel like that's already putting me into a container that I wasn't feeling before. So.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Great. Lissa, do you have?
Just inhabiting my social media stream. I did hire someone to help me with all of that, cause she already knows how to do it. I don't need to rethink it, you know?
Exactly.
So it's just the little pieces like writing another couple articles, deciding what quotes out of them to use as things, playing with Canva, you know, all the different things like, but it's also inhabiting the social media stream of articles, newsletters, blog posts.
Yeah.
She gave me a map. I just need to go in.
right. Need to start implementing it. Awesome. Okay, right. Cool. Well,
I think that one goal is there's so much in there.
Yep. That makes sense. That's like the overarching thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why? So this is for you to write. Why have you chosen these goals, and how will they help you move forward with your biggest business goals? So why have you chosen these goals? I'll put it in the chat. So the next question is, how do you want to feel as you accomplish these goals?
This one,
cues. I love that. Founder and CEO and owning it like a boss. It's great. And that confidence piece is so key, right? Like just owning it, Yeah, believing in it.
It was a huge thing with Master Your Money last week. Just that perspective shift. Mm-hmm. That like, instead of, oh, I have a private coaching practice, of like, yeah, I'm the founder of Remove the Friction. It feels so different.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. Good, good. All right. Well, so next step is to break your goals down into, I love it, Tammy. I love the Betty Crocker archetype. I've never thought of her as an archetype, but like, yes, totally. And combining that with mother love, right? Like, yeah, that's so beautiful. Okay, so bringing all those energies in, how would you break down these goals into 30 to 60 minute action steps? So, you know, I'm just looking back over your goals, like part of, you're breaking down the newsletter, tech, and I think you already talked about it. It's like the reaching out to someone, figuring out the webinars, you know, just getting clear on what your options are and then making the decision, right? Tammy, did you write down, you said your goals. Now, of course, I can't remember them because they're not written down. But right, like,
today, it's just, I need to get this package set up.
This new package offering for your clients. Okay, got it. And what are the mini, so you want to break it down into the steps that you need for that. And digestible, like easy to accomplish, 30 to 60 minute actions. Yeah, lots of things listed with the social media. It's just like, you know, whether you're going to schedule it, what are the content pieces? What are the, you know, how often, what are you going to say?
Yeah, she typed it all out for me. Nice. But some of it's like, wait.
Because it doesn't resonate for you or?
No, it's easy. Like, it's easy enough. Just, I have to, you know, pick a topic, write your blog post, include a focus keyword, write 300 to 500 words, standard keywords, additional keywords, select an image, mm-hmm. choose 3 quotes to put on your social media so they will link to your blog, you know, all those things. It's just a
right. It's a great map. And I feel like, but in this context, it's like, so some of the, like those, a bunch of those could be done within a 30 to 60 minute chunk. So it's kind of like dividing up the pieces that go together. Yeah.
Yeah. My website person set me up with MailChimp, but I haven't looked at it. So.
Yeah. Another hurdle. Good.
Anyway.
Okay. So now that you have those action steps done, you want to pick a specific date when you're going to do it. So, I mean, Tammy, you're talking about doing one thing today. Like, okay. Is there anything else you want to get done in June?
Yeah, no, I have,
oh, that's the action you're going to do during or get it done time. Yeah, yeah, got it. Okay. So take a moment to put your dates down. How are you guys doing with dates? I feel like you've got it kind of structured.
That's some of what I'm going to start the blueprinting time with.
Yeah. Okay. Planning it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Well, two more questions. What might stand in your way of doing these action steps, whether there's an inner or an outer piece, what, or both?
Sorry, I was distracted by my children here. What was that question?
No problem. What might stand in your way of actually taking these action steps, inner or outer or both?
Definitely not my children.
Never. And then the next question is, what can you do about that? You know, once you've identified what might stand in your way, what choices do you have around it? Anything that you guys want to share before we move into the get it done pieces? Any questions?
I just wanted to be witnessed in the fact that my emails and my phone and text and all that is probably going to be part of my distraction. And I'm going to make every effort to ignore that for an hour. I mean, I could do that. So put it there.
Yeah. And are there any like techniques that any of you have to share about how to do that? Is it about turning notifications off? Is it about putting the phone in the other room? Like, what works to not be distracted and pulled in by all that?
Silence.
Yeah.
Because all day they're in the other room chatting with me, you know, it's just right. Like, dude.
Yeah, a lot of times it's just putting my phone on silent and turning it so the screen's facing down. Because
right.
If I put it in the other room, then I wonder. It like stays in the back of my mind, but it's like if I just put it face down so that it's not going to beep or buzz at me, I know if I really needed to check something, I could. Mm-hmm. So then I stop thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah. And also... you know, this is good because this call has it's time bounded, but if it's, I've noticed that if I'm doing like flow sessions, having a timer set for the amount of time that I'm focusing, if I'm doing like a 25-5 kind of flow session split, it's really easy for me to just go, it's only 25 minutes. Like right. The world is not going to fall apart in that time. If it's really an emergency, somebody can find me. So
exactly.
Some of that's been the mindset shift of like, there's nothing that is so important that it can't wait for 20 minutes.
Totally. Yeah. Tammy, what works for you?
I think just being like conscious of it, like, you know, like because I'm saying it, I know I'll be able to do it, you know, versus like not. Like I'm mama like of like everything. So I'm always just, you know how moms are, we're like octopuses, right? And like, so I just have to consciously be like, I'm not gonna wear that hat right now, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Which is an adjustment.
Exactly, yeah,
totally. It actually keeps me focused.
sometimes that works, right? That you're both, it's like why co-working works, right? Because you're
It was the darndest thing to observe the other night. I was trying to get the copy done for my very first ever free gift. And I just like, I was just trying to barrel through. I knew I just needed like one more hour. And it was getting to be the end of the night. And Pat came in and I said, you can be in here. In fact, I would love it if you were in here. You can watch TV. You could, but I just try not to play like Halo or something on your computer. But, you know, it would be really helpful to have, you know, a body double here. And so he was just kind of working on his own stuff on his laptop on the other seat in the couch. And he dozed off. And the moment that he dozed off, it was like this gray cloud grabbed my head and just kind of went, it was like as long as the extra brain waves were present in the room, focusing on whatever, I was able to stay focused. Right. As soon as he blinked out, though, it was like, I can't.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Really interesting to observe. So and that's been shaping how I think about when I schedule time to work on something where I need a little brain boost versus I need to be left alone. That's helped my productivity. So
that, yeah. We're also big fans in this household. Everybody has noise canceling headphones. We're 4 adults, 2 children. And then I'll put on, I have Spotify, so I'll put on some music that's not quite trancey, but it's just like, just so it just, and then I'm able to be in my zone. I'm able to just be in my little space and people can come hit me if they want, you know, just, but noise canceling headphones.
Right.
Good.
It's good. Yeah, stuff. Totally. No, it's so great. Important. Whatever.
Great little zone.
Yeah, to like bring you into that space for yourself and for your business for these work chunks that have to get done. So yeah.
And the kids know when they see the headphones on, they know to like
right. Right.
Anyway. All right, ladies.
That's good stuff. All right. So what are you gonna do during this time? So you've got a 45-minute work chunk. Put in the chat or you can say what you're gonna do. Tammy, we already know what you're gonna do, but if there's anything else you want to add, and then also think about the energy that you want to bring into this 45-minute work chunk. Like, what's the energy you want to have with you as you do this task? Great. Great. So, right. Schedule first and then just like pick one thing that you can also get done. And great. Okay. Perfect. Getting that blueprint done, Lissa. Okay. What energy do you guys want to bring? It's never not good to be dancing. I should say it's always good to be dancing. So okay, confidence and clarity, I love it.
Kind of the mental picture of in The Wiz when they're dancing down the yellow brick road.
Mm-hmm.
Not Wizard of Oz, The Wiz.
Oh yeah, I know.
That'd be funky.
You've got to ease on down the road.
I just noted, I just can't write on my phone, I'm sorry. So I'm
That's just, fine.
I just noted, like, for me, like the part of Betty Crocker that's coming out is just like the organization, like the focus. But she's like always happy when she does it, you know, she's always like smiling. And then also like, if I'm feeling frustrated, I just got to have a, like a little dance party or something. So I'm down with the dance and too.
Love it. I love the dance theme. All right. So let's just take a moment. If you want to close your eyes, connect in with your heart and really set the intention for the next 45 or so minutes. To be confident and clear. And I'm adding joyful because that's what I connect to with dancing, but dancing in your heart or in your full body. And with this intention, you know, having this intention, this energy for your task, you know, allowing it to unfold in its pace in the way that supports you and your business. Let's take a big breath in. Let it all out with a sigh. And you can go ahead. It's 1:35, so why don't we come back at 2:20. I'll just be here. I'm just gonna mute myself but if you need anything, just unmute yourself, speak up, and we'll see you guys soon.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. If you're back, you can come back on video. You're all here. Yay. I'd love to hear, you know, even if you didn't fully accomplish what you set out to do, I'd love to hear some celebrations and takeaways from you guys.
I would like to celebrate something, which is that I actually, so all I got done was getting dates in, which was okay because I put time off in the schedule.
Nice.
Specifically recognize that I've got Grace with me on the last day of school and for the 2 days after that. And I know I'm not going to want to lock myself in my office when she's like, you know, first day of summer break, we usually do stuff. So I actually just marked those as days off. I didn't even feel guilty about it. I just did it. And we have some vacation days scheduled later in the month. And I didn't sweat it that those days were there. I didn't even consider them. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, kind of dropped them out. And then once it kind of got to the other side of vacation, said, oh yeah, I can't plan that far ahead. And so I just kind of sketched in, I want to spend X number of hours on those days working on the goals, but I didn't worry about trying to give myself any deadlines for after vacation, just kind of what do I want to get done between now and then? Yeah. And that feels really good. And I don't think that I've ever felt good about scheduling the time off and limiting the amount of time like leading into a vacation going that it will be okay.
Right.
It will actually be okay. It's huge.
Amazing. Yeah. Right. Like I'm just like the sense of ease that is coming from that feels so good. It's like so honoring of your time and your space. And it's like, it's going to work out. Right. Yeah. Instead of cramming it all in and squeezing it in at times when it doesn't work. So
yeah.
Woo-hoo.
And also I did the realization that if I can't make a business work within the time that I can give it without making myself crazy or, you know, cutting off family time, then I'm going to quickly find out that it's not worth it. So I may as well, instead of fretting about it, just plan it that way and trust that it's going to work out unless something arrives to tell me otherwise.
Yeah.
It's a huge shift.
That's amazing, Anne. I'm so excited to see like where that, like can, how that continues and where it goes from here. So awesome. Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Okay.
Oh, there's Star Wars music in the back.
We can appreciate that.
I think I did good. I definitely had like the toilet. My daughter flooded the toilet. Like there was things that were like, you know, pulling at me, but I worked through it. And I did find myself like checking my messages a little bit, but then I was like, I could stop, you know, it's definitely like a little bit of a habit. But Joanna has asked me for something because I know she's going to help me to the next place. And so I finally have that like written down and I need to just write it in an email. So I feel like I really accomplished more than I've been able to in a really long time. So
awesome. So you have the plan that you need to share with Joanna and she's going to help you hold that plan.
Yes.
Awesome. Oh, that's great, Tammy. Yay. And right. Like life sometimes happens. The toilet overflows. You can't ignore that, unfortunately.
I've got a cute image of Betty Crocker with her apron handling the toilet overflow.
Yeah, totally. Smiling the whole time.
No problem, children.
That's great. I love it.
I want to celebrate that I did a pretty good job of dropping in. It took me a while to refocus myself. I've had some days being out and scattered. So coming back in, I've got these little papers with little circles and notes. And so I'm coagulating everything and it's coming together nicely. And I did look at the document that Anne shared, but I have no idea how to share anything in Google Docs. So I said, I'm not doing this instead of like playing with it. Anyway,
yeah. So you had that, but you held that boundary for yourself.
Yes. Yes. Because it's too easy to say, this is important for me to figure this out right now. And it's not. It's not. Yeah. Just print them and use them that way. So, yeah. Anyway, so getting organized, all these pieces, it's good. It's beautiful.
All right. So it sounds like you guys all have your next steps laid out June and beyond potentially. Yeah. So we're set for Monday, the end of June. Let me just pull up that date so we're clear.
It's the 28th, I think.
Yep. Same time, 1 p.m. Eastern, and then July 26th, both Mondays. So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, you guys. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your sharing.
I'm sorry, what was the date? Thank you for,
go ahead, Tammy.
Sorry, what was the June date? I
just 28th, to... that Monday.
Okay, great.
And then July 26th.
Can I just make you guys laugh for one sec?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't do, I'm like so not tech savvy, so I'm just going to show it on my phone on the screen. But Betty Crocker was like an archetype I was working with, and like I did a little photo shoot. Let me see if I can get it. So.
Oh, see, look at that.
That's awesome. Really, apron and all. I love it.
I just was missing the high heels, but I'm working on that one.
I'm old enough. I'm old enough that my grandmother-in-law, you know, she had quite a collection of aprons, and then there's the dirty one, and then you put a clean apron on in the evening when your husband's about to come home. This is why you have a lot of aprons.
Love it.
Thank you.
Just, you know, when you fine tune your Betty Crocker.
Oh, yeah. For sure. All right.
This is valuable to have together like this, Caitlin. So thank you for continuing this.
My pleasure. Yeah. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys next month, I hope.
Goodbye, ladies.
Bye.